Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
NASA scientists are back in touch with a probe in deep space. After months in hibernation mode, about 3.7 billion miles from Earth, the New Horizons spacecraft got a wake-up call from scientists earlier this week. They've put the spacecraft on a new course toward a mysterious part of Earth's outer solar system. Daniel Potter from member station KQED says this mission may reveal new clues about how planets form.
The space probe New Horizons sent us photos a few years ago of Pluto with a giant heart shape on its surface made of frozen nitrogen.
Today, a spacecraft sailed past the dwarf planet Pluto for the very first time, snapping pictures and taking measurements.
NPR's Robert Siegel in 2015. Pluto surprised us. It's more complex than we guessed and may hold liquid water. But the New Horizons probe has more work to do. I caught up with the head of the mission's geology and geophysics imaging team.
My name is Jeff Moore. I'm a research scientist here at NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View, California.
One other discovery from that 2015 flyby, Pluto's moon Charon has a strange mountain. Moore says the surface around it is weirdly sunken, almost like it has a moat.
We were surprised to see that and had lots of crazy theories on what formed it. Of course, being a 2001 A Space Odyssey fan, I suggested we name it Kubrick Mons.
After the sci-fi movie's director, Stanley Kubrick.
Which, by the way, is now the official name.
Now New Horizons is heading toward its next target, a billion miles farther out, an object called 2014 MU69. Its common name is much cooler.
A target we've nicknamed Ultima Thule.
This is Alan Stern, the mission's top scientist.
It's a Norse saying for beyond the farthest frontiers.
This space rock is nearly the size of a county, maybe 20 miles across. Researchers don't know much about it. It hadn't even been spotted when New Horizons left Earth 12 years ago. It's in a part of the solar system called the Kuiper, or Kuiper Belt, where not much has changed in the last 4 billion years.
The Kuiper Belt really is the equivalent of an archaeological dig into the history of our solar system.
What this space rock is made of could tell us about the raw ingredients floating around back when the planets first formed. It's been chilling way out in cold storage ever since.
Because it's so far away and the sunlight is so weak out there, temperatures are very low, almost absolute zero, and that promotes the preservation of pristine material.
David Grinspoon wrote a book with Stern about New Horizons. He says the goal is to figure out the primordial building blocks our young solar system started with, based on what's still on the playroom floor.
It's like if the planets were made out of some sort of a big giant box of Legos and, you know, it was sort of messy and then nobody really cleaned up afterwards, you could go and like find the bits that didn't become planets and then examine them.
Over the next few months, scientists will start pointing New Horizons cameras toward Ultima Thule and fine-tune its course this fall. They're already looking forward to the holidays. If all goes well, the probe will make its closest approach overnight this New Year's Eve. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Potter.